This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Khanasan with Lynn Mark and Noel Lim in the studio this morning. Now, before we get into the property sector, let's take a quick look at the KLCI. It's a down 0.1% this morning, 1,634 points. Well, on a 1-year basis, though, the burst is up. The index is up 3.2%, and in the last 3 months, it's rallied about 8%. Taking a look at some of the components here, the biggest gainers today on that, Supermax, 2.4% up this morning to 6.80 on the back of 4.5 million shares traded. Top Glove follows at up 1.3%, and Petronas Gas is up about 1%. But on the losing side of the index this morning, CIMB Group is down 1.5% on the back of 1 million shares traded. It's at 4.08 ringgit right now. Maybank is down around 1%, currently around 8.27 ringgit. But right now, we're taking a look at the property sector. After a tough 2020, this year was poised to be a year of recovery for the country's sluggish property sector. However, with the imposition of MCO 2.0 and the declaration of a state of emergency, can this still be the case? To find out what the property sector might look like this year and what stocks to pay attention to, we speak to Loong Kok Wun, Regional Head of Property with RHB Research. Good morning, Kok Wun. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, the KLCI Property Index fell 11.5% in 2020, underperforming versus the FBM KLCI, which gained 2.4%. What was behind this underperformance?
I think this is largely because of the lockdown during the second quarter last year. Not only sales galleries were not allowed to open, construction works at development sites were all halted as well. So don't forget the sector was already struggling from the supply glut and general slowdown since a few years ago. So as property sector is a high beta sector, it tends to underperform the market during bad times.
Are you optimistic about the sector's prospects this year, or is this downtrend expected to continue with MCO 2.0?
It looks like we'll have a very challenging property market again this year. And we started the year with MCO 2.0 already. We don't know how long this will be, especially in the Klang Valley. Hopefully not too long. And more importantly, we are able to flatten the curve for the new COVID-19 cases. Otherwise, I think the sporadic spike in cases will likely hit sentiment from time to time.
Now, property sales saw an estimated 20 to 25% dip in 2020. What do you expect this year?
I mean, since we're now having MCO 2.0, I believe property sales will unlikely see a strong growth this year. Unless the economy rebounded very strongly in the second half, I think property sales may fall by 10% this year, given the low base last year. And, you know, best case will be just flat from last year. MCO 2.0 is expected to have some economic impact and, you know, job prospects and income growth will be negatively affected. So these are important because if market confidence is low, demand for property will be weak and developers will tend to hold back their launches and buyers will likely delay their purchases.
Now, Kok-Wun, a key issue with the property sector in recent years has been the oversupply. Is this still an ongoing and pressing concern?
Yes, this is still an ongoing concern. The overhang units have already eased slightly, but this is not enough. You know, it's still staying at around 30,000 level. We don't think this will ease anytime soon, and possibly it may take another 2 to 3 years before the overhang units reverting to around 20,000 level, which is the level that we see before 2012.
And the top five developers, so including names like Sime Darby Property, IOI Properties, as well as Marsing, have collectively incurred about 1.5 billion ringgit in impairments over the last 3 years. Do you expect further material write-offs in 2021?
Well, we do not expect any further material write-off this year. Some small amount is possible, but if economic conditions worsen unexpectedly, we do not rule out a further material write-down. So, finger crossed, the economic conditions will not turn too bad later this year.
Despite the MCO, what are poised to be key drivers of this sector this year?
Okay, we think the revival of infra projects could be the key drivers for the sector this year. So far, you know, projects such as this JB Singapore RTS, as well as MRT3 in the Klang Valley, are expected to have a positive spillover effect on the property industry, as, you know, improved connectivity would typically spur buyers' interest, especially for projects near the station. So, you know, about this RTS at Bukit Chaga, Johor, we believe this project will boost the development potential surrounding the station in the longer run, and not only the residential, but also the commercial segments such as office buildings. The traveling distance, you know, without road traffic congestion will be cut down significantly, and the standard of living and operating costs in JB are also much more affordable compared to Singapore. So I'm rather positive in that area over the longer term.
Now, the most important question, I guess, what are your top buys and sells for this sector?
We don't have any sells at the moment. Our top picks are Sime Darby Property and Marsing. We think Sime Prop will be seeing a strong rebound in property sales, as we like it, like it's a marketing team, and its marketing campaigns have been very effective thus far. And for Marsing, you know, we like its management's effort to diversify into the glove business. The new glove manufacturing arm is expected to boost earnings by about 60% from last year, and the production will start from second half this year onwards. So although share prices of many glove stocks have already corrected lately for, you know, various reasons, we think these sub-businesses, you know, as they grow bigger over the longer term, it would provide a value unlocking opportunity. So we are positive on this.
Thank you so much for joining us on the line today. And that was Loong Kok Wun, Regional Head of Property with RHB Research, with her two topics, that's Sime Darby Property and Marsing. Noel, what were some of your key takeaways from that conversation?
Right. I think, like, in terms of the property industry, I think some of the challenges, I think the SOPs, for example, does add a layer of complexity to property developers' operations. Then on the sales side, I think I see a lot more ramp up on using digital platforms to sell their properties, because, you know, maybe not many people are going to the showrooms for example. So, and I think MRT projects, infrastructure projects, developers who are, you know, invested in those kind of projects would be beneficial. I guess if you're betting on the fact that we'll eventually get off the MCO and there'll be a rebound economic-wise, it may be worth looking into property stocks.
And of course, one of her top picks, Marsing, was actually on the Breakfast Grill this week on Wednesday. I spoke with its CEO, Dato' Ho Hon Sung, and we talked about this diversification into the gloves venture, what their expectations are. I think they expect to have 12 lines operating by the end of the year, potentially even more. They're looking at acquiring an adjacent piece of land. You can find that on the on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's all the market and corporate news that we have for you. Up next, up next, The Property Show after the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.